Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 17th. They call this Hump Day.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
One former co-host used to remind me every Wednesday, and I'm like, okay, you don't have to remind me anymore. I know. You know.
It is Hump Day.
Yeah. So this is cool. Today, the sun is back out. We had some major rain yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And that was cool. I liked that.
I didn't like it at the holiday party I was at. I thought the tarp was going to come down and we were all going to be drenched.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like outdoors?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They at least covered the outdoors area, but you would just see like tons of water rolling down the tarp on the side.
God.
I was like, this is going to be one of those scenes like you would see in a movie where everyone just gets poured on.
Uh-huh.
But it was fine. Well,
yeah, it was fine. I'm sure. You know, I'm sure they planned it. And I wouldn't mind it. I mean, rain makes things memorable for me, you know. So if I went to a party, I mean, I remember a couple parties I went to when it was raining. And I still remember them because rain sort of like puts me in the mood, you know. And I really enjoy it, especially since we don't have much of it here.
Right. And it actually felt a little bit more cozy and like winter.
Yeah.
Because of the rain and like the sound that it was making. And it was just, it was nice. Yeah. But had we all gotten drenched, it wouldn't have been so nice.
No. Okay. Well, it never happened.
No.
So what was the party like? Was it cool?
It was fun.
Yeah.
There were like Christmas movies playing on big projector screens. All the staff that they hired, like the bartenders and everybody, were dressed like elves.
Really?
Yeah. There was like fake snow over the pool.
Uh-huh.
Good food.
Really? Yeah. Sounds like a nice house. I mean, they went all out and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
One of the better Christmas parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know there's a lot of Christmas party or parties going around town that are always cool. You know, people with a lot of money and stuff.
Right.
You know, and they throw parties and it's always cool to see how people live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's cool. Did they have a lot of people there?
There were a ton. It was a very industry kind of party.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very entertainment industry. Everybody was like a manager, a producer, an agent, or their clients.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were rubbing elbows with the right people.
Yeah. I mean, I know a bunch of them just from like being here for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always interesting to see. You know, there are those stereotypes you hear about in LA, like that people proposition you to get ahead in the business, or that, you know, that there's like drug use, or you know, just whatever it is that you hear about, these stereotypes.
So it's true how people propose you in order to get ahead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess these guys think about these things when they get those jobs, right?
I got propositioned last night.
Really?
I was actually, the person said to me, A, that I should lie about my age,
uh-huh.
which I was like, people still do that. That's weird. And also, I blasted everywhere.
And you're not old. I mean, what the hell? 29?
Yeah. He was like, you should say you're 26.
And really?
I was like, I'm pretty sure all of the internet now knows I'm turning 30 in a week. So can't really take that one back. And I'm happy with where I am in my life.
Yeah.
But what he said to me was, you could be doing a lot better in this business.
Mm.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I thought I was doing quite well. He's like, you could be doing a lot better in this business.
Mm.
Meaning him. If I did him, I would be doing better. No, I'm sorry. Thank you. Goodbye.
Right.
Not for
me. So you think that's what it meant? I mean, he didn't come out and say it.
No, it was very obvious. And this was like toward the end of a longer conversation.
Really?
Where like then he was just being very blunt about it.
Wow.
Okay. My friends were like, well, that just happened. Awesome. Didn't realize that that still happened, but I guess it does.
Wow.
With the wrong people.
Yeah. I wonder if he ever gets anywhere with that.
Well, he kept telling me that he did. I made it very apparent that he's got a roster of people that he's, I don't know, been in bed with. I'm like, I don't care. This doesn't impress me. Gross.
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to do business with you? And he's actually like a very successful person in the industry.
Right.
Wow. I can't even believe that that still happens. But
Yeah. Well, okay. Men are always horny. It's never going to stop, you know? So right. They're going to keep doing that.
Well, good for him. I hope it works.
Yeah.
Hope it works out.
Yeah. I mean, but that's bizarre to talk about your age because you're young. I mean, you're young. You know, what's 29, 30, you know?
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Also, how old do you think he was?
He's in his 30s.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, I mean, he also, I don't know, he... Like, shooting me down to build me back up isn't going to work with me.
Yeah.
It might work with somebody who, like, if he's like, you should really be younger, I can help you with that. You know, like, somebody might bite, but it's not going to be me. I'm like, pick on somebody else.
Oh, God.
So stupid.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, L.A.
Yeah. I know. I guess there are some stereotypes still going on, you know, because... the entertainment industry, I think those are like all the perks that they think they're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure some do.
I'm not willing to sell my soul, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, accomplish whatever you do on your own.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of what I'm doing.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, if someone helps you out in that way, they're always going to have you by the balls, you know?
Right. And because that story also always gets out because the amount of people that like, I know of that have done that to get ahead, like real celebrities, big time celebrities. I mean, it's like public knowledge at this point for some of them, but there's still other stories that come out. I have friends that work in the industry that are like, oh, I just heard this crazy story about this person. I would never want to be on the receiving end of that or the person that's part of that story.
Yeah, I know. And besides, how can you be with someone you're not attracted to, you know?
Right.
And, well, I don't know if you're attracted to him or not, but...
Definitely not.
No.
No. I don't know that anyone is, but...
Oh, wow. So, well, that's cool. I'm sure there were some interesting people, too.
I did see a bunch of friends, so it was nice to see them.
Yeah.
This particular incident excluded. Yeah. And I ate a really good brownie. It was so yummy. I love going to holiday parties because it's like my excuse to binge a little bit. I'm like, well, it's here, and it's the holidays, and it only happens once a year, so I'm going to eat all of the food.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, you know? I mean, what are you going to do, go to a party and not eat, you know?
Right.
It's like going on a vacation and saying, I'm not going to eat because I'm going to gain weight. I mean, you're going on vacation, you know?
Right, maybe diet before the vacation, but then while you're there, enjoy. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, because, I mean, you know, talking about things coming out and everything, I think with the Sony hack, you know, a lot of stuff is coming out still. And, I mean, they're, like, really bringing Sony down to their knees.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And it's over a movie that's not even going to be good.
Yeah.
Did you hear that a theater chain dropped the movie from their roster?
Yeah, I heard of that. And I guess Sony is expecting more to do that. But, you know, I mean, look, people are getting scared, you know, because you don't know what these people might pull off.
Right.
And, you know, if this is indeed backed by North Korea, they could be pretty serious about this. You know, so it's the movie The Interview. And it's with who? Seth Rogen and...
James Franco.
And James Franco.
Which I don't know why any country would take those two seriously, or this movie in general.
Right.
It's honestly like a Borat.
Yeah, yeah.
And does anyone take that seriously? He came out with a movie called The Dictator.
Right.
And the things he says are so offensive that like... Right. But it's a movie.
Right.
Not a documentary.
But it's not like they were referring to anybody in particular. I mean, here they're portraying, you know, even someone that looks like him.
Right.
And, you know, the premier of North Korea, and they're plotting to kill him or something. And I guess he's not happy with that. So, you know, I mean, so that's the assumption. You never really know if that's what it is or not.
Right.
But they're promising to release even more. I can't imagine the... what's going on at Sony right now?
Well, their stock is down 10%.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. Shit.
Well, it says the theater chain Carmike Cinemas, they have 278 theaters in 41 states, and they've pulled the movie from it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of them. What's it called again?
Carmike.
Carmike. We don't have them here.
No, or not at least in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
It's scary because now we take every threat so seriously and, like, as we should.
Right.
You know, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I can't wait till a movie about this comes out later, where it's like the hysteria that went on and the fact that there's like technological warfare on our our information.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty scary, you know, when you think about it, because it just shows you that hackers can pretty much take over anybody or any company or any organization. Right. It could be a government organization, too.
It's so crazy that they're going after a studio versus our government, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, really, you're going to go after Sony? Why don't you, like, set your sights a little higher and maybe go after the U.S. government, like, information? Right. Sony Pictures, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Over a movie?
Yeah.
With those guys? Sorry. It's just, I find it to be so ridiculous, and I get that, like, real things are happening, and there's information being released, and people's social security numbers and all kinds of that stuff, but good Lord.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah. No, it's a movie, but the information they released is very, very confidential.
Right.
And, you know, releasing emails and shit like that. I mean, my God, you know, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes right now. That's all I can say, you know. And, yeah, so they canceled the premiere in New York, which is, you know, another thing. It shows you that they are submitting to these threats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but maybe they're trying to avoid just something worse, you know. I mean, it's a reality that it's happened. It's not like someone's threatening and you're like sort of like going, okay, you know, I'm going to follow what you say. But here they already proved they can do it. So, yeah.
I mean, they might as well just pull the movie at this point.
Yeah, huh?
Like, completely, because the amount of information that's going to be released, I think, is worth more than what they would lose in this film being pulled from the theaters.
Probably.
Also,
yeah,
I think that people will find a way to see the movie anyway, because with all the screeners out there, with, like, it going to Netflix at some point, right, with, like, it will resurface, and they will make their money back on the latter end. Like,
yeah. That's true. I mean, they still could make money on it simply because the subject matter and all this business around it.
Yeah, they're getting great publicity for the film.
Yeah.
So maybe just table it. Put the film to bed for a little bit.
Yeah.
Come back later. Resurface, maybe straight to DVD.
Good idea.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Got to think big picture, Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
Big picture.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. So their stock dropped 10%?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
No. But, I mean, they're like, North Korea is crippling this one business.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in turn affects the, you know, economy. But if they had those skills to, like, take down an entire corporation and, like, all the people and release all this information, why are they wasting their talents on that?
Right.
I'm just baffled, really, by the whole situation.
Well, it's because it's a country that's totally backwards and paranoid, you know?
Right.
So they do crazy things that we can't understand.
Can't they just, like, think, like, look inward? Be like, what can we as a country do that's better for our country?
Right.
And put
but they don't look at it like this, because these leaders, they like their lives just the way they are, you know, being dictators.
Yeah.
And having everybody submit to them. So, yeah, these are the last people that are going to look inside and see what's going on, unless there's a revolution or something.
Maybe we should go recruit those hackers.
Yeah.
Offer them more money to go come here and steal information from back over there.
Right. Yeah. They don't even have to come here. They do it with computers.
Right, that's true.
They can do it from anywhere, right?
That is true.
And
oh,
it can
I love
be
computers
anybody,
for that.
Too. Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to go places anymore. I'm like, no, I can do that from my computer.
Yeah.
You want to have a meeting? Oh, no, that's from the phone. You want to see something? Oh, we'll do a web conference.
Right.
Like, I don't actually have to leave this couch.
That's true.
So, well, my home couch. Why should I? I can FaceTime.
Yeah, that's what's happening to our society, you know? We're hiding behind our computers.
Right. I don't even want to hide. I just don't want you to see that I'm wearing pajama pants.
Right.
You know, like, you could see, like, top, like, half of me, and I don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
That would save everybody from traffic.
Yeah.
You know?
But then what's going to happen to socializing?
We don't.
We don't socialize.
Huh? It's all through, like, apps anyway. You know, like, how we connect through Tinder. Actually, my yoga teacher started, and I love her. Hi, Ursula. She's like, let's do, like, a ban against Tinder.
A ban.
Yeah, like, let's just all, like, stop using Tinder.
Right.
Let's strike on Tinder because we need to be meeting in person again.
Right.
So, like, whatever happened to, like, real interactions with human beings and real conversation? And,
well, but Tinder, you just meet them and then you can have the conversation. You know, you can meet with them and everything.
Well, I told her I'm in. Yeah. I will join her strike on Tinder.
I'm trying it again, but it won't let me log in. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I take that as a sign.
Is it?
A friend said to me, she's like, I tried 3 different times to log in and it won't. I'm like, nope, that's a sign. Don't go.
Really? Don't do it, huh?
Yeah. Not meant to be.
Maybe that's true.
Or maybe you just need to update fighting, your apps.
Right?
I don't know.
Fight it. No, I just downloaded it again.
Oh, well.
After I haven't used it in a long time. And it won't let me log in. So I said, the hell with it. You know?
Yep.
Do they have any similar things?
Oh, there's so many. There's Hinge. There's... Well, there's all those, like, OkCupid and Match.com, and what else? There's some new one, Wildfire. Yeah. I can't even keep
But those are, like, online. They're not really apps,
No, those are
right?
apps.
Match.com?
They're all apps.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dating via app.
Well, you said you met someone through it, right?
I've met tons of people.
Yeah. Wow.
Doesn't mean it's worked out.
Yeah, I know.
Because where are they
I
today?
Only met one. And she wasn't bad. I just, you know, the pictures were different. And I hate when people do that.
Right.
You know, then you picture someone and then you meet them and there's somebody else.
Right.
You know, so why do people do that? I have no idea.
I'll never know.
It just ruins their chances. You know, show yourself the way you are. It just shows you that people always try to be what they think other people want them to be.
Right.
You know. And people will put on, you know, put up pictures from 3 years ago, 5 years ago. They don't look like that at all.
Right.
And they put them up there. So I don't know. But pictures are important, you know. I mean, people say, yeah, I don't care what they look like. That's bullshit, you know.
Right.
Everybody cares what the other person looks like.
It's true. But, I mean, like I've said, I have a really hard time with those kinds of things because of the fact that I am more attracted to somebody's personality. So if I'm swiping just based on pictures, I'm probably ruling out people that I'd really get along with.
Right.
But I'm like, you know what? Well, they're blonde instead of brunette, and like, I'm just not interested. Or they're shorter than I would like. But if I met them in person, they'd probably like be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So now I don't trust my swiping abilities because I'm making decisions based on God knows what. And I have to just put it all down.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. I mean, most of the decision you can make on Tinder is based on the picture, right? Because many people don't put in any other information.
No. And also, like I did, I put very specific information.
Yeah.
And people still didn't read it.
Really?
And I was like, would you apply for a job that speaks Spanish if you don't speak Spanish? Like, read the damn thing.
Yeah.
I didn't write
You'd
it for
be
my
surprised.
Health.
People do. People do all kinds of things.
Right. Like, I don't want somebody that has a roommate. Yeah. Don't write me if you have a roommate.
Yeah.
So many people. Hi, I have a roommate. Is that okay? No.
Why don't you want a roommate? Does it show you they're not independent yet financially or what?
That, but also if I can figure out a way to live without a roommate and support myself.
Uh-huh.
Why are you not doing the same? And why do you live like a frat boy?
Right.
Why don't you have responsibilities?
That's true. That makes sense.
Or accountability. Or just any kind of ability. I don't know. Call someone else.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. See, that's one thing about women. They can go through, they can sift through a lot of guys, you know, and pick the one they want. For guys, it's like you got to go through each one and make the move and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's some guys that get hit on by women, but that doesn't happen very often, you know. Maybe guys that are more, like, known or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's, yeah, I mean, you guys get to choose, which is nice.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody wins in this situation.
Yeah. We sometimes settle for whatever we can get.
Which is also not great.
No, that's not a great thing.
I think turning 30, though, has put some things in perspective for me. I don't have patience for nonsense anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just date to date.
Yeah.
I'd rather have my free time with my friends and family and the things I want to do.
Right. So you don't enjoy dating just for the sake of dating?
No.
Going out?
I talk so much for what I do in my life. Like, that to go on a date to basically have another interview and like small talk with somebody that I don't really care about. Like when Laurel was here, she's like, I don't care about you yet. I don't want to know about this nonsense until I actually do care about you.
Right.
So I'm kind of in that boat.
Yeah.
I don't like small talk.
No, huh?
No.
I know. I don't like small talk either. But, I mean, a first date doesn't have to be small talk. I mean, because if you guys connect, then it's not small talk. You know, I mean, you can sit. I know sometimes there's been a few times where I met somebody and then we just talked all night.
And that is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, great. But it doesn't always happen that way. And, like, you're lucky if it does. But then you've got to sift through all the times that it may not work to get to the time where you've got great chemistry.
I know. And then you get tired of it after a while. I know what you mean.
And, like, getting hair and makeup ready is, like, exhausting.
Yeah.
Got to do that for all the shows that I host. I cannot really handle dating on top of that. Right now, yoga is a little bit more important. So.
Is it? Okay.
See, I need to be blown away by somebody now at this point to date them.
Wow.
Or to want to see them.
I hope you're not setting your sights up too high, you know?
No, I think that, you know what? The right person will find their way in and I'll be blown away and then I'll make time for them.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we wish you for that to happen.
Thanks.
If that's what you want.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Thank you.
My tarot card reader said it's not going to be for like 6 months, so.
Oh, really? You go to tarot card reader?
Well, I happened upon her and I liked what she had to say.
Really?
Yeah. So she basically said that my career is priority right now and that I will not be in a relationship for like 6 months.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you some time then to discover yourself.
Yeah. She's like, I'll find my person once my career gets to that next level. So wherever you are, I'll see you there.
Yeah. So this is funny. I mean, because this brings up this article here on would you take a first date selfie? And it's a good question, you know, because what some people are saying is, look, you know, if the relationship turns out well, then it's nice to have, like, the picture from your first date.
That's cute.
Right. But then if it doesn't work out, it's terrible. You know, I mean, what if you posted it already, you know?
Wait, do you have to post it or do you just keep it?
Yeah, that's a good question, right?
I mean, yeah,
if you
like,
keep it
rules?
And you don't post it, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even post a guy that I'm seeing like a couple times. Like,
yeah,
I've been seeing someone sort of, I guess, if you want to call it that, like barely. So right. I don't count him like once every 2 weeks or once a month doesn't count as anything. But I wouldn't post a picture of him.
Right.
And there have been people that I've dated, you know, for like a month at a time or 2 months even. I'm like, you're not my boyfriend. No one has to know about you yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to post anything about you. I don't, like.
I know. You don't want to start rumors and questions and all that
stuff. I don't
want to
also look unavailable in case the right person comes
along. Right. There you go.
You haven't really cemented yourself into my life yet, so there's no reason you should be as a photo memory.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
People don't need to know yet what they don't need to know.
Right.
So, sorry.
People take selfies everywhere and anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I take selfies of me.
Yeah.
Or of my friends. I actually just got a selfie stick, like one of those ones where you can use to like, so
but isn't
cool.
But is it so dorky though?
I don't care. I want to take that picture. It's either I hold it here or I hold it out here.
Right.
Or I ask some stranger to take it.
Right.
But so I have my family Christmas next week and we all want to be in the photo. So I made sure that I got a selfie stick so we could all be in the photos on that day. I think it's brilliant.
It is. It is brilliant.
I haven't really figured out how
people,
to put
people
my
take it to the restaurants, you know, and I see people in restaurants doing this. I'm like, this looks so dorky, man.
It looks like you're holding a cane in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, what happened to other people taking pictures of you, you know? Just ask the freaking waitress.
Exactly. But I will say this. Selfies come out better.
You think?
Than other people taking it. Because of the fact you can see yourself.
Right.
And it's like a better angle. Like, for whatever reason, they're people a little have not distorted. Mastered angles.
Yeah, they're a little distorted, though. I mean, I find that the faces are a bit distorted.
Really?
Yeah, they're not really complimentary.
We might have to do a lesson with you then.
Yeah.
Show you how to
I'm
really
not
do
taking it,
it
right. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know. You need to pose for a selfie too, right? I mean, just like
no,
you would for any
it's
picture.
Like you hold your arm up to a certain angle.
Right.
Which the selfie stick then helps because you're like really at that angle.
Right.
And it's flattering and you like look up instead of, I hate when people take like a lower photo like and they angle up. It's like, okay, cool. Here's my double chin. Thanks.
Right.
Way to go.
Right. Okay. And what about straight on? That doesn't work?
Depends. Depends on the lighting. You
okay.
know.
So you say the best way is to just hold it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Your arm
I'll
is up and it
that.
Angles down.
Okay. So you see more of your head, less of your chin.
Right.
that sort of thing.
And like your eyes are looking up, like it's way more appealing, I think.
Right. Unless for people that have really big foreheads, and then it's probably not a good idea. Right. Oh, wow. I know those selfies are very funny. You know, I mean, I don't take a lot of selfies. But sometimes, you know, when you're with someone and you're at the beach or something or some secluded place, then you got to take a selfie.
Right, because who else is going to capture that
Nobody's
moment
Nobody's going to,
And then if you didn't capture the moment, did it even happen?
That's true.
I don't know.
Now, don't you have to have a special camera for that? Or does it work with any phone or any camera?
The selfie stick?
Yeah.
The way it works, the one that I have at least, there are different kinds, but the one I have, like, the top part, it's hard to describe, the place where you put the phone expands, so it expands to whatever size phone you have. Okay. You place your phone there and then you set the timer and then you hit like take the picture and then
so
you have 10 seconds. It does a countdown. Everyone in the picture can see the countdown and then it takes the picture.
I see. Okay.
There are some though that like have a Bluetooth component where you can like on the actual stick take the picture.
Right.
There's a button or there's a remote even.
Right.
So
it's a whole thing.
Listen, and it's you can still get it on Amazon for Christmas if you really want it.
I know and you know, I mean, I think the reason they sometimes look distorted is because it's a flip side of you. It's like a mirror image of you, right? When you do a selfie, because you're turning it backwards. I mean, take a look at it.
Let's practice this right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, the best way to know is if you have some kind of writing or something so you can see it's backwards. And, you'll see. I'm telling you.
I'll post one today. So if everybody goes to my Instagram, Jen the Jew, you'll see it.
Yeah, so it's like a mirror image of you. And if you have, like, a T-shirt that says something, it'll appear backwards. Yeah. See, you know how to pose for it.
Yeah.
I need to learn how
there
to pose
you go.
For it.
Yeah, you do it for your Tinder profile.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get some good recent shots, not shots from 5 years ago.
Right, exactly. But they don't have to be selfies. Right?
No, someone could take it of you.
Yeah.
But selfies are flattering.
So can
check
you tell?
Check it out.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I prefer.
It's actually not backwards, this one. So how come?
Well, if you flip, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now you're
I
just
mean,
getting
when you
technical.
Flip it, yeah, I mean, because that one looks fine, right? I mean, the.
Oh, I am flipped because I took it like this, but I'm over there.
Right. And the what about the LA Talk Radio? Does it come out
straight? Totally fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sometimes it comes out like backwards, I'm telling you.
I don't know
what
out.
The hell that is. Maybe they fixed it on different phones.
Maybe.
What iPhone do you have?
I have the 5, and the I five? Haven't updated my iOS because I don't even know why. I don't have room. Yeah.
I know. I tried to update it. Didn't have room either. But who cares, you know?
Well, the thing is that if you don't update it, then when the apps update, it's only compatible with certain iOSs. So you then miss out on using certain apps.
Oh, okay.
And as they develop new apps, they're only compatible with the latest software. So I feel like I'm just behind in the times. While I have this great device, I feel like I'm still stuck in, a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the 5 is actually older than that. I mean, the 5S is from last year.
Yeah.
But
I just don't have room in my phone. Somehow I never... I guess it's all the selfies I'm taking.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I tried to empty my phone. There still wasn't enough space there. I said, what the hell? You know.
Who knows?
Enough of that. I'll wait till I get the iPhone 6.
And I got to get the 6.
Yeah, the 6 is nice. But, you know, I like the 5S better, I must admit, as far as the shape and the... the convenience in holding it, you know?
Yeah. Well, the 6 Plus is absurd.
Yeah, the 6 Plus is absurd. The 6 is still a little big, but it's also thin. So you could really drop it easily.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't like to have like a cover on it or anything.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, I do. But mine's real small.
Yeah.
It's like very thin and gold because I'm golden.
Yes. Yes, you are. Is that's a name that, I mean, that's your real name, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a family name.
Yep, that's
it's
my
very
name.
Very cool.
Thanks. I actually, when I was moving to LA, thought about changing it because I was like, that just sounds too Jewish.
It doesn't, not Golden, maybe Goldman or Goldberg would, you know.
Like Goldenstein.
Yeah,
like.
Goldstein, yeah. But not Golden. Golden doesn't sound Jewish.
Well, and then I was told when I was moving here, they're like, well, you're moving to a place where the entire industry you want to work in is Jewish.
Is
so
Jewish,
you might
exactly.
as well have something in common with them.
Right.
So I was like, oh, cool, I'll keep it.
Exactly.
It is kind of a cool name, so hopefully my husband doesn't mind taking it.
Yeah. You're going to keep it?
I don't know. We'll see.
I know. It's like that tradition really puzzles me, you know, of the woman taking on the
man's Yeah, we talked about that the other day. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Let's change this. Yeah. Let's change this up.
I know. But how are you going to do it? So then the man will take the woman's name?
Yeah, why not?
How about nobody takes up anybody's name, but then you don't have a family name?
Right. And then your kids, what are they named? They're named the guy's last name, obviously.
That's true, yeah.
You can also hyphenate your name, but then who really wants to deal with all those letters?
Exactly.
I don't even want to write my name.
Yeah.
Poor kids. We'll have to have, like, on the SATs, their name won't fit. You know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, some things in the news. Do you like flying? Actually,
in planes?
Yeah, in planes.
I don't like it
Airliners.
Or dislike it. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No.
Yeah. You see, I used to like it, but I don't like it anymore.
Why?
I mean, it's too cramped in there. But the reality is I'm getting scared now of dying on a plane or something. And I mean, even bad turbulence can really make your life flash in front of you. I guess this plane, American Airlines from Seoul to Dallas-Fort Worth, went through some terrible intense winter storm that shook the cabin and caused injuries. So this was turbulence that 14 people were injured, and the plane had to land in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, see, these things scare me, man, because they say, oh, no, it's just turbulence, it's just this. But, you know, I mean, the plane is like shaken completely, you know? I mean, there's a pretty good possibility it could fucking fall off the sky, you know?
Well, okay, so I actually did an episode where I had to learn to fly a plane.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it doesn't just fall out of the sky. It's also a lot to do with the pilot and, like, preparing the plane for takeoff. So, like, you know, when they do that whole thing and they're like, okay, we're delayed because we have to check engines and this, that, and the other thing. The way the plane is built is like aerodynamic, and and so every screw has to be checked. If it's like sticking out a little bit, that affects how it flies through the air, and it really is a lot of human error, unfortunately. But they're made to stay in the air,
right?
The way they're shaped with like their wings and everything, they're made to stay in the air. So a lot of it has to do with, like, I don't know if you've heard about like pilots sleeping and like.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I mean, that makes more sense in small planes. You know, I mean, I flew small planes too and everything. But when you're in that huge machine, in that monster, and it starts shaking a lot, you just start picturing the dive all the way down into the ocean, you know? And, I mean, that's what happens to me.
Yeah,
and
I
figured, you know, when, yeah. And I never had that. I mean, I used to be a pilot. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's crazy. It's
interesting. I wonder why, you know, that happened for you later in life.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we become more scared as we grow older because we know more, I think. Just like kids, you know, they're not scared of anything until you know what the consequences are.
Yeah. I mean, my whole theory, I used to be afraid of flying. And then I had to start flying more often because I was in a long-distance relationship. Mm. And it sort of just became a means to an end. So I'm like, okay, I know I want to go there. And the only way I can get there is by plane.
Right.
So I'm going to go on this plane. Yeah. If I get there, great. If I don't, I wasn't meant to get there.
Right.
Adios.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least you want a quicker death than just like thinking I'm dying now, you know?
I guess. I also tend to drug myself on planes, so like I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
And really, I'm like, you know what? If it happens also while I'm sleeping, cool, bye.
Yeah.
Like then I just didn't know.
Yeah, well, you'll know, but it's okay because then it's over and everybody's has moved on.
Right.
But yeah, it's and especially turbulence. I mean, I get really nervous. So I also try to sleep on the plane. But you know, when you are on long flights, it gets really bad, you know, because I start feeling claustrophobic sometimes and stuff. Flying to Israel is 14 hours straight.
Man, you know, that's a long flight.
That's a long flight.
I broke it up when I went. I went from here to New York, New York to Israel.
Right. That's easier. That's much easier.
It was so long.
I know.
Watched a couple
from
movies.
New York, it's like 10 hours or something,
yeah,
right?
Watched a couple movies, slept, had friends with me, though, because I was going on Birthright.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a party.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I know. And at that age, you don't care.
No.
You know, you just kind of go with the flow.
And I always sleep on the tray table.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm like that weird little, like, scrunched up person that's like asleep on the tray table. I wake up with my neck in just like the worst pain.
You see, I thought the neck would be better because I know when I just sleep sitting up, my neck always bobs back and forth, you know, and I like, oh my God, my neck. So I thought when you sleep on the table, the neck is better.
I'm like compact, so I'm like bent over and down.
That's true, and you turn your head on the side.
Yeah,
and
the answer to that is first class.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's no other solution than first class.
I know, but it's so friggin' expensive. You know, we're bringing my parents out here from Israel next month, and we got them like business class.
That's good.
But it's so friggin' expensive, I can't even tell you. You can fly four times for that kind of money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wait, so who gets the miles if you pay for it? They do, don't they?
No. Well, whoever pays for it, I think.
Oh,
you can. Yeah, you can make it however you want.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you just include your miles. But we also had to use some miles on that, so I don't think we're going to get as many miles as possible. But we took it down from like $9,000 for two people.
Holy.
Yeah. So with the points, it was down to $6,500. That's a lot of fucking money to fly.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Man.
But we wanted to bring them out, so.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. I know, but they're getting older, you know, and they're sick. And you can't imagine them being on a 14-hour flight in economy.
No. You know? No, not at that age.
Yeah.
It's fine, like my age. Like, okay, I can deal.
Yeah, exactly. I'll walk it off. Yeah, exactly. You know, who's got the money for that?
It's crazy.
Yeah. They are saying, however, that people who feel younger at heart live longer. So maybe I should take heed there and start feeling younger than I am. I mean, I do. You see, that's the thing. Inside, I feel a lot younger. But then from the outside, I don't feel that young, you know, because you look in the mirror and you go, well, I'm not 25 anymore. You know, but I think in heart I'm young. You know, I still think in that way. You know, I'm still playful and stuff. You know, so it depends. It really depends on what it is that you go through. But I think the state of mind is what determines it. You know.
Yeah.
So, but it's easier said than done. You know,
right.
I mean, you get older and stuff. You know, I mean, yeah. It's not as pretty as it used to be.
No. And I mean, how do you change your mentality, too? Like,
yeah.
To be younger at heart.
Right.
I feel like there are just some Scrooges out there that'll never be younger at heart.
Yeah.
You know? They just see the world in a different view.
Yeah.
And themselves.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, so then if you want to live longer, which I'm not sure I really want to. I mean, you know, the thing is that you want to live long if you're healthy and everything.
Right.
You know? But unfortunately, many people reach old age and they get sick. And who wants to live like that?
Right. You don't. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my mom's suffering from back pain like for the past 6 years.
Ouch.
And I mean, how do you live with constant pain all the time?
I don't know.
It's depressing as hell. And then they realize they're getting older and they're going to have to maybe go into a home or something, you know. And so we decided we're going to leave them at home with assistance as long as possible so they don't have to feel like they're leaving home.
That's great.
Because, you know, you go into a retirement home, that's like your last step before the grave, you know.
No, that's actually what my mom does. The field of business she's in, she works for a home health care marketing company.
Uh-huh.
So they place nurses' aides in homes for people that either need help after getting out of the hospital or having surgery, or just people that want to live from home and need, you know, a nurse on hand.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. You need assistance. I mean, even to tie their shoes now, you know, they need help.
Right. And to go for a walk, to make food, to go to the doctor, to go grocery shopping. Like,
exactly.
Just need that help.
Yeah.
And somebody that's trained. Because if you put somebody that isn't trained, like, you just...
And you got to get along with them. I mean, we've brought a few people. My mom got rid of all of them. It's like, I don't want anybody in my house.
Right.
And I'm like, but you don't have a choice.
Right. I would want the help. This is my idea for what to do with all my, like, parents, uncles, everybody. I think once they hit a certain age and they get, let's say, like, what is it? Retirement or Social Security and whatever happens. So I think we should just get a house, put them all in it. There should be a chef, a housekeeper, and a nurse.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
So we have our own old age home, basically.
Right.
But it's for our family. Right. So that then they could be together. They can see family. All of us can visit them at the same time, all of us kids. And, like, it's, you know, fun.
Yeah. Well, that works well when all the family is around and stuff, you know, but when you're
and
all over
like
the world, yeah, exactly, which is hard because, you know, family, you don't get to choose, you know.
Right. Well, ours happens to be fortunate in that way. We like each other.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, family, that's your future.
Yeah. I know. It's hard for me to imagine families that don't like each other. You know, some people hate each other.
Right. That's sad.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, no, I mean, my daughter told me a story yesterday that I couldn't believe, you know, about two twins and how one of them really sacrificed the other one, you know. And, I mean, not life and death or anything, but still pretty serious stuff. So it's like, you know, how screwed up do you have to be to involve your twin?
Right.
You know, so it's hard for me to understand that, you know, and it's... It's sad that some families are like that.
It's really sad. I don't know how they get that way or, like, what principles are not taught to them early on.
Right.
But, I mean, I was raised, like, this is your family.
Right.
They're not going anywhere.
Right.
You're going to see them all the time.
Right.
This is who we rely on. We're lucky to have them. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like you guys.
Exactly. Exactly. But early on in my life, there was, like, fighting within the family and among the two families, and my God, you know, I mean,
why does that happen though? Like, is it usually over money or jealousy?
It could be anything, you know. I mean, it could be something somebody says, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's like old school. But in my family, I mean, my immediate family, we never had any fighting or not talking to each other or something like that, you know. Except when I was young, my dad would ignore me sometimes, give me the silent treatment. But I've worked that out already anyway.
Good.
In my therapy. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's an interesting approach that your father took.
Yeah. Well, that's all he knew. People do what they see at home. You
right.
Know?
I feel like that only makes the child more crazy because it's like, I want to tell you what I want to say.
Right. It's like, oh, there's nothing better than ignoring your child.
Right.
You know? Like they don't exist.
Yeah.
That's a great way to raise kids. All right. Anyway, thank you, Jen. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow, you're going to bring us a special guest?
Yes. Lauren Leonelli will be in studio with us, the other drunk girl of two drunk girls.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.